Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our hadith segment. And just to go over the hadith that we did, hadith 230, وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت. Remember, we are busy with the chapter on mercy, compassion for others. And this is the hadith 230, وعنها رضي الله عنها. This is referring to the previous narrator, which is none other than our mother, Hazrat Aisha رضي الله عنها, narrates to us and tells us, shares with us, قالت, نهاهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال رحمة لهم, that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited them from wisal out of mercy for them. What is wisal? We said wisal, al-wisal is to fast consecutively, day after day, without iftar, without suhoor, you just continue fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from wisal, from this kind of fasting. Why? Rahmatan lahum, out of mercy for them. Innaka tuwasilu, faqalu, sahaba radiallahu anhum, engaged, plugged in this avenue of just being activated to wanting to do good deeds. They asked the question, فَقَالُوا إِنَّكَ تُوَاسِلُ, that, O Nabi of Allah, that you observe wisal, so we don't want to be deprived of this year. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds and says, إِنِّي لَسْتُ كَهَيْئَتِكُمْ, that my condition, I am not like you. My condition is not like yours. Why? Inni abitu yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini. I spend the night while my sustainer provides me with food and drink. Inni abitu yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini. I spend the night while my sustainer provides me with food and drink. The scholars have advanced various meanings in this explanation. One was that he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was given such strength that made him independent of food. Not all the time, but on these occasions when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would observe Sawm Wisal. We wouldn't say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was independent of food at all, like angels, no. We say that yes, there were occasions, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then as he said in the narration, my sustainer provides me with food and drink. Another is that he was made to feel satiated. So you are just satiated. Sometimes you eat little, but the barakah that you get from that, it's better than eating plates after plates after plates at restaurants. You just ate one plate of food, which was from halal rozi, halal sustenance. The man went out, he brought back with his hard sweat halal sustenance. The woman, before he went out, she said to him that, please, when you come home, you make sure that you nourish us with halal, 100% halal sustenance. He goes out, he earns, he purchases the needs of the house, he brings it home with that money which was 100% tayyib, that money which was pure. Then he purchased that which is pure, 100% halal and tayyib. He brings it home and the wife then starts to cook the meal, and then she feeds the family. That meal, sometimes you eat little bit. You observe the sunnahs. When last have we sat on the floor to eat? Experience the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The joy that you'll get from that is better than sitting on your luxury chairs, luxury places. This joy that you'll get on sitting on the floor, observing the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that joy you're not going to get on your chair. When do we observe this? It's so strange that we find it against, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, to even think like this, we find it against our standards to sit on the floor. But when you go to Medina, Makkah, then when they lay those dastarkhans, you're eating on the floor. And how much of joy you get out of that. So why not make this, when you go on a picnic, you sit on the floor and you eat. When you go to different places, you're sitting on the floor and eat. You eat, and you, those are memorable moments for you. You consider those moments memorable. So every day can be a memorable, every meal in fact can be a memorable moment. We can purchase a dastarkhan. Perhaps we're not used to it, But let's say, inshallah, I'm going to try. And just with that intention, slowly, slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the tawfiq. And of course, if you are sick, there is exclusions. That is now an exception. You can't sit on the floor because of your leg. Well, that's now an exception. But for us who are all healthy and we can manage, then why not practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When you are lifting up the mat of the dastarkhan, or you're lifting up the dastarkhan itself, you recite the masnoon dua. So here we are going to deprive ourselves of all these benefits. We are going to deprive ourselves of all these benefits. So then you're going to recite all the masnoon du'as. And you'll see that you will feel satiated. You will feel satisfaction out of that food. You could be eating a simple food, but the joy, the effector is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get more joy, more satisfaction in that meal than that person who goes out to eat at the restaurant. That which is provided by the mother of the house, the woman of the house, pure, came from the sustenance which was pure. The food is pure. Now this is going to motivate you to do good amal, to do good actions. Input, output. What goes in is good. The output, the ibadat that's going to come out is also going to be good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq. So that's, we said, one meaning of inni abitu yut'imuni rabbi wa yasqini is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt satiated. So he would go days, didn't have to eat because he was satisfied. He didn't have to eat. A third meaning is that his concentration upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grandeur, his focus and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this absorption in his communion with Allah azza wa jal averted his need for food. Unfortunately, our circumstance is the opposite. You have to go down to our levels and you have to see, okay, to understand this here, let's take the opposite now. A person, he's engaged in watching haram films, movies, all of this. He's actually allowing himself to be drowning in an ocean that is totally, or in a swimming pool that is filled with filth. Now you speak of Durban and all of that. They say that Umhlanga is going to lose out 25 million rands a day because of the stench that is coming out of the water in the ocean. These places where you take joy, you go for holidays, etc. Now, and all the haram takes place, it's actually a mercy for us if you think about it. Because if people don't go there, what does this mean? It means less people are going to drink alcohol. People will go to other places in the world. We don't say that you must go there and do it there, but the kuffar are kuffar, they don't care. But at least that all that sin that's going to be taken, that is going to take place there, the vice that is going to be taking place there, we will be saved from our, at least our places where we stay. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the Muslimin. We've seen what has happened to Durban and various other places in the past. We don't want that. May Allah protect us all. So, yeah, this absorption. When you speak of World Cup, 90 minutes, a person is engaged. He actually wants another half an hour extra time to take place so that he can watch longer. So that say 90 minutes, you were totally absorbed in that which is totally haram. Your wife, you, your family is engaging in that. You are looking at men whose sitters are open. The aura is open, that part which is supposed to be covered is open. You are looking at men, you are taking joy. Now just ponder about this factor as well. When you are looking at that player, your love for him, that becomes your hero, your wife's hero, your child's hero. And when he scores that goal, you suddenly scream out of joy. This year, what is this year? This is actually showing that you have negated the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your true hero. You've diverted your attention. At that moment, Allah forbid, if Allah is to take away your life at that moment, how are you going to respond? Will you take his name and die in his name? Death. Is you can't avoid death. It will come to us all. So we have to pass away, make preparations to pass away with iman. Allah forbid that we see these people, we want to be like these people, we imitate them, we put their names on the back of our t-shirts, but we've forgotten Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to come back onto this path. So we're saying that absorption for 90 minutes and he still wishes for extra time, another 30 minutes. Nobody then says, how did he do it? 90 minutes just watching like that? Not, he doesn't want no distractions, nothing, his wife cannot disturb him, nothing. Everything else is put on hold. Salah is even put on hold. Why? Because the match is taking place. Well, when the match takes place in that cover, then how are we going to respond? May Allah give me the tawfiq, all of us the tawfiq. So absorption, this now come onto this path. When you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the advent of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diverts his attention. What have you prepared for it? You ask him about Qiyamah. What have you prepared for it? So he responds and he says, Allah, the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu responds. Imagine a great sahabi like Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be with whom you love, a person will be with whom he loves. So if you love your soccer players on the day of Qiyamah, we will be raised with them. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. We will be raised with them. If you love Allah and His Rasul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then you will be raised with them. You will be raised with that jamaat who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu comments and he says that, look, we were not happier when we heard these words because we knew that our actions could not match the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Who is saying this? Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So we need to come back onto this pathway. Absorption. How are you going to get connected? Sit in the company of the pious. Sit in those who are activated. Their hearts are activated. Automatically, your heart will be activated. Your car is stuck. Your battery is dead. You need another car now. You need another car now. I recall once we had this Toyota Etios. So this battery was dead. So someone said, okay, we're coming to assist you. So they came with their jumpers and they came with another car. But that car, the battery was in a worse condition perhaps than my condition, my battery's condition. So we're trying to boost it, but there's nothing happening. The booster cables are also weak. So then I remember one of our mulanas came there and he came with his Fortuna and he came and he assisted us. He used the right cables. And with the power of that battery, of that Fortuna, immediately the car started. After that, the battery didn't die again. So look, when this takes place heart to heart, then your battery is boosted. And now you will be heading for those ways which you never thought you would head for. You didn't know that you would be able to give up TV. You didn't know that you'd be able to give up sin. All of a sudden, not only are you giving up sin, now you're becoming a lover of obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.